But she knew she liked him, and trusted him. It was just a feeling, but it was undeniable. He was tall and broad-shouldered, and, from the feel of his arms when he'd caught her, there was a lot of muscle under that shirt. Of course, just looking at him, she could see it was true. He didn't wear a coat, it was tucked over his carry-on, and the fabric of his light blue shirt was stretched taut over his broad chest and thick arms. Then there was that gorgeous face, and those heart-meltingly warm eyes of his. Just being close to him set her hormones simmering. Was the attraction mutual?
"Thank you, you've been very kind, but I have another pair of shoes in my carry-on, and I'm going to take some time to freshen up before the flight."
She stuck out her hand.
"I hope the rest of your travels go well."
He took her hand, his big fingers enveloping hers. His handshake was firm, solid. She could just feel he was someone she could depend on. "And you? I hope we meet again." His eyes glittered with his smile, and she wished she could just accept his offer and let him walk her to her gate. But as much as she'd like to get to know him, what was the point? They were two travelers crossing paths between flights. It's not like they'd have a future together. And she really didn't feel like chatting. She nodded, then drew her hand away, and, limping on her broken shoe, headed to the ladies' room she'd seen back the way they'd come. Once in the bathroom, she set her suitcase on the counter in front of the mirrors, then unzipped the case and pulled out her sneakers. If she was going to wear those, she might as well get out of her black suit and into something more comfortable. She slipped off her coat and pulled out her jeans and cozy sweater, then slipped the shoes on and tied them up. She unfastened the clip holding her hair up, letting her long, dark hair tumble in waves around her shoulders, and ran a brush through it. Feeling much more stable, and actually glad to be out of the black high-heeled pumps, she tossed her coat over the handle of her case and walked back into the terminal, then headed for the gate. Rex headed to his gate, his mind still on the beautiful young woman who'd run smack into him. He wished she'd taken him up on his offer to see her to her gate. They could have stopped and talked, maybe gone for dinner, since he fully expected his flight to Minneapolis to be delayed again, maybe even canceled. And then, what possibilities? If he'd only had a chance to get to know her a little. With her hair pinned up, the black suit he'd seen under her open coat, and her simple black pumps, she looked like a present he'd love to unwrap. Often, a conservative woman like her was the wildest in bed. He sure would love to find out. He arrived at the waiting area for his gate and sat down. The snow was still falling heavily outside. He pulled out his book and started to read. It was an actual old-school print copy. He liked the tactile feel of a book in his hands, the smell of the paper, the sound of the pages turning. He enjoyed engaging all of his senses as much as possible in anything he did. A while later, he glanced up to see a young woman pass by, with long, dark hair that flowed past her shoulders in shiny waves, snug jeans that showed off her delightfully round ass, and a sweater that looked heavy enough to be warm, but was snug enough to show off her full breasts. She continued walking to the outskirts of the sitting area, finding a short row of three chairs that was empty. She sat down and set her carry-on and coat on the middle chair. He recognized that coat and suitcase. She was the whirlwind who'd run into him. As he watched her, he felt a yearning build within him, to glide his fingers through her silky hair and breathe in the delicate fragrance of cherry blossoms he'd detected earlier, to feel the soft yarn of her sweater under his fingertips, to run his hands over the softness beneath the sweater. Damn it, his body was hardening just thinking about it. He drew in a calming breath. He'd been highly focused on his new venture for the past few weeks, putting aside his sexual needs until things were more settled. But clearly, that wasn't the best approach, since all he could think of right now was getting that woman alone and in his bed. The fact that her heart-shaped lip